Welcome back to the Brain Lemonade Podcast. We have finally entered spooky season.
It's official.
Thank God. Or the devil. Whatever one works in this holiday. So since it's, you know, since Halloween is coming up, we decided to talk about Halloween. The movies,
yeah.
As best we can. We have watched all of them except for 3 and 4 in the sense of Halloween 1, Halloween 2, Halloween 3, Halloween 4. You know what I mean?
Right.
But then we watched both Rob Zombie remakes.
Uh-huh.
And then we watched all 3 sequels that followed up to Halloween.
Right.
With Jamie Lee Curtis recently.
I did see, like, I have a timeline of, like, the order and then, like, where it diverges off and, like, connects with the other movies, which is kind of interesting.
Okay.
And that the Halloween 3 Season of the Witch is just, like, off.
It's just an off movie.
Yeah. Nowhere land. It's not connected to anything.
Yeah, that's why. We'll talk about that. So let's jump right into the movie Halloween. Came out in 1978. Yes, it's rated R. it was directed by John Carpenter and written by John Carpenter and Deborah Hill. And it's 15 years after murdering his sister on Halloween night, 1963. Michael Myers escapes from a mental hospital and returns to the small town of Haddonfield, Illinois, to kill again.
Bum, bum, bum.
Jamie Lee Curtis plays Laurie. You have Donald Pleasance that played Loomis.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, Tony Moran, played Michael Myers when he was age 23. And you get a slew of other people that also, I think, came back for the last 3 movies. The Halloween, was it Halloween Kills?
And Ends.
Halloween Ends, and there was a third one, right?
It was just Halloween Kills and then Ends.
Oh, okay, so you just did it again. Well, I mean, like, Nancy Keyes as Annie. Charles Cyphers as Brackett. And Kyle Richards as Lindsay.
And didn't Brian Andrews come back in the, like...
And Brian Andrews is Tommy, yeah. Sorry.
Sorry, I got ahead of myself.
No, you're okay. Yeah, so in the horror genre, this movie is such a big deal.
It's iconic.
It's super, super iconic.
Yeah.
I'm hoping, spoiler alert, I guess, I'm hoping everyone knows that Michael Myers, the mask he chooses to wear, is Kirk. Was it meant to be Kirk?
I think so.
Well, it's Shatner. It's William Shatner.
It's just so weird.
Just the presence of this movie, the whole vibe, the ambience.
Yeah.
Is just stillness. And that's what makes it freaky.
Yeah.
You know, it's why these people are freaking losing their minds. Good. But, like, why is it still so calm?
Right. Like,
that's because that's Michael Myers' demeanor until he gets up to you. You know, it's just.
And I feel like that's kind of like how John Carpenter does, you know?
Right.
He's really good at making spooky movies like that. And just, like, keeping the vibe. I did want to, because there's only 4 bits of trivia on this on IMDb.
Yeah.
And you're just saying that, like, just, like, the creepiness and the stillness.
Mm-hmm.
One of John Carpenter's main, like, goals with Michael Myers was to make him so creepy, so weird, so scary that no one would relate to him.
Hmm.
And
I guess that's pretty good. Then.
Yeah. I would kind of hope that no one, like, can relate to, like, that sort of psychopathic serial killer.
Right.
It's weird.
And then the remake, which was done by Rob Zombie and is written by Rob Zombie, John Carpenter and Deborah Hill are also listed as writers.
Right.
This one came out in 2007 and is about 20 minutes longer than the original movie. After being committed for 15 years, Michael Myers, now a grown man and still very dangerous, escapes from the mental institution and immediately returns to Haddonfield to find his baby sister, Lori.
So. Just so, like...
Right.
It's just so creepy.
And this one, Scout Taylor Compton played Laurie Strode. Malcolm McDowell, if you guys don't know from Clockwork Orange, played Loomis. The man standing in for Michael Myers was Tyler Mane. And Sheriff Lee Brackett was played by Brad Dourif.
I feel like those are like just the main...
Right.
Also, spoiler, pretty much everybody else dies.
Sherry Moon Zombie, Rob Zombie's wife, made her appearance in the beginning. A couple other quick faces were William Forsyth, Dag Farsh. I don't know how to say it because it's language. Danny Trejo made a quick hello. and Skylar Gizondo from... He's like that kid in everything. Vacation when it rebooted.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he was...
That kid.
Yeah, he's in it for a minute as Tommy. Yeah.
And these were the Rob Zombie ones, which kind of, at least according to the like timeline chart on Wikipedia, are just kind of like off on their own. They're connected, but they're not even connected to the original John Carpenter ones.
That's because it's basically meant to be
its own.
The remake, the reboot.
Right.
Let's just do it again.
It's also interesting looking at this timeline that the original Halloween, and then it has a line down to the three new ones, but not, it doesn't connect with the second one, Halloween 2, from, that also had Jamie Lee Curtis in it.
Right.
So I wonder if that's just a fluke or not, because she was in it.
Right. Well, for Halloween 2, which came out in 1981, while Dr. Loomis hunts for Michael Myers, a traumatized Laurie is rushed to Haddonfield Memorial Hospital, and the shape is not far behind her. Oh, yeah.
That's what they call him.
Yeah, the shape. Sorry. It confused me for a second because, like, this isn't the thing.
Wait, what are we talking about?
But, yeah, Jamie Lee Curtis reprised her role as Laurie Strode. Daniel Pleasance played Dr. Loomis. Charles Cyphers as Lee Brackett. A couple other. I think they added a few more, but they still try to keep it a little consistent because this one was taking place directly after the first movie.
Right.
But this time, Dick Warlock played The Shape. That's an epic name.
That is an epic name.
Dick Warlock. What do you want to be called when you go on stage? Well, I'm going to be honest with you. Dick Warlock.
Dick Warlock. Shut up. I was going to say...
I knew it. Dana Carvey played the assistant.
Oh, yeah. One of the, like, nursing assistants. I was going to say this one, like, one is scary, but, like, number two for me is even creepier because they're all, like, within, like, the hospital for the most part.
Right, yeah.
And so, like, the fact that...
Like how
she and everyone else is like confined to a building is kind of crazy. And it's like an old hospital in like the late 70s. So, of course, it's already really creepy and like dingy. And
I kind of liked because what I liked about that one was the side by side and how they played it off of the first one. And that there was people. It's like being on two sides of the fence and the same thing playing out.
Yeah.
Like that's what was cool about the second. That's what I really liked about the second one. And then I believe Rube Zombie. I think his Halloween was just called Halloween 2 as well.
Yeah.
That one I've seen less than the other Halloween, mostly because, I didn't buy it. I bought the other one, you know, when buying DVDs from your movie store was fun.
Right.
But, yeah, it was Halloween 2. Laurie Strode struggles to come to terms with her brother Michael's deadly return to Haddonfield, Illinois. Meanwhile, Michael prepares for another reunion with his sister. That's all they give you for that one. Except the title at the top says, Family is Forever.
Family.
Family. Tyler Mane reprised his role as Michael Myers. Michael McDowell reprised his role as Dr. Loomis. Scout Taylor Compton reprised her role as Laurie Strode. Sherry Moon Zombie, though in flashbacks, played Deborah Myers, which was Michael Myers' mom. Even the dad came back, or Sheriff Lee, who played him in the remake, came back. Richard Brake joined this cast as Gary Scott, which is kind of awesome. He's a good actor. He's intense.
Oh, yeah, he is, yeah.
Octavia Spencer was a nurse in this, which was
awesome
to see her. Random as hell.
Right.
And Richard Riley played Buddy the Night Watchman. And then Margaret Kidder played Barbara Collier, among others, obviously. Right. Yeah, and this one was Rob Zombie and written by Rob Zombie.
Interesting.
Yeah, no John Carpenter stuff.
I found another list that was
I mean, read any trivia you want, like from each movie as I go. Right. Because I'm just going to list off these movies and talk about what I remember about it and what I liked about it, you know?
So this website, not IMDb, discussingfilm.net, did like a ranking of all the Halloween movies. And number one, obviously, is number one.
Right.
But the second one is Rob Zombie's number two. Like, the best one is the first original, and
the second one.
Yeah, it was Rob Zombie's.
What I liked about that one is it was still like they made Laurie have this ever sense of he's right behind you,
right?
And she can't, you know, and the kind of PTSD struggle that follows with something like that, you know?
Yeah,
it feels like they moved, changed their name, and all that stuff, and it just feels like it follows you everywhere, kind of thing.
Right.
That's what I liked about that one, and it was, you know, that one was pretty dark too.
Yeah.
Obviously. And what I was talking about with the first one too, with that stillness, that one was in the second one. That still feeling of everything's just motionless, but everyone else is rushing.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. That was in the second one, not the first one. That's my opinion on that though.
Of the Rob Zombies?
Of the Rob Zombies, okay. Yes. The first one had a little bit of it. Not as much, but the second one had more of that like inevitable pause of life or some shit, like.
And I don't mean to like jump back to the first Rob Zombie one, but like just because they showed, you know, Michael Myers as a kid and like the shitty home life that he had, like I get it, but also like don't try to make me sympathize with this guy,
right?
Because no. He kills people.
Well, they didn't.
Right, but I feel like
a good part, yeah.
I mean, but maybe it was just a way to answer or like give us an answer on like why he does what he does, because his home life was terrible. For the Halloween 2 from Rob Zombie, he offered John Carpenter a cameo, but he turned it down for number 2.
That would have been fun.
Yeah, and it also says that it's the first Halloween movie to have Michael walk around without his mask on.
Oh, yeah, I can believe that.
Yeah.
That one, that always confused me. But I like that shit because it gave the sense of still a monster human.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Or he looked more monstrous, I guess, would be another way of saying
it. Right. And there was another unfortunate accident that Rob Zombie sent canisters of film to be developed.
Uh-huh.
And it accidentally got x-rayed by a machine, fucked up the footage, so they had to like reshoot for like an extra week or two, or like reshoot everything that they had just sent off.
Damn.
Yeah. I never really thought that x-rays messed with film. I thought it was just like, if you chew...
Everything messes with film.
If you swallow gum, it stays in your stomach for 7 years. Like, I thought it was just like a...
Right.
Old wives' tale or whatever those things are called.
So let's move on to my favorite... My favorite little gems of the Halloween franchise.
Yeah.
The early 2000s and the late 90s. Because they came back. Oh, I mean, they did that Halloween 3 season of the Witch.
Uh-huh.
Which was trying to make up some reasoning behind why someone like Michael Myers is possible.
Right.
Is what I think I remember. And then I can't tell you anything about 4 because I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll be straight up with that one. So I'm not even going to bother checking IMDb and reading those off and stuff like that.
But we watched them?
No.
No?
Nope.
We just went to the first two. We went
right into Halloween H2O 20 years later. That's what that full title is called. Laurie Strode, now the dean of a Northern California private school with an assumed name, must battle the shape one last time as the life of her own son hangs in the balance. Yes, Jamie Lee Curtis reprised her role. Josh Hartnett made his debut, and he played her son. Adam Arkin was in this. Michelle Williams. Adam Han Bird. Jodie Lynn O'Keefe. Janet Leigh. LL Cool J, baby. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, baby.
Right.
Brandon Williams. Nancy Stevens, I believe, was in the originals as well.
I think so, yeah.
And then other names, Lisa Gay Hamilton and Tom Kane as Dr. Loomis' voice.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. He doesn't really show.
Well, no, he doesn't show.
Well, yeah.
The actor was probably dead by the time.
Probably.
Yeah, this got a 5.8 out of 10. That's so funny. Ooh. Like these movies are so campy and cheesy that's what makes them fun to me.
Yeah.
And also seeing babyface Josh Hartnett, you know.
He was a wee baby.
These ones were just a riot, like a rush in the sense of, really?
Right, like.
But, you know what I mean?
I feel like.
It had more laughs and scares, so that's why it was kind of fun.
Right.
But I'm a dork about those ones because I like laughing at some of the horror movies, you know?
Yeah, and I think, especially with H2O, like, you could see what was going to happen mile away.
Yeah,
like,
easy.
Oh, she's going to get stabbed. Yep, she got stabbed.
Like a bucket of foreshadow.
Right.
Every time.
Every time.
Oh, yeah. And then the follow-up to that one, okay, was Halloween Resurrection. And Jamie Lee Curtis was in it for a second.
Right.
And then that was it. And then Busta Rhymes took over.
This is the one I was thinking of. Oh, my God.
Busta Rhymes came up in this piece and made it into a TV show. This is so funny. So this one came out in 2002. This is obviously the early 2000s. Halloween Resurrection. 3 years after he last terrorized his sister, Michael Myers confronts her again before traveling to Haddonfield to deal with the cast and crew of a reality show which is being broadcast from his old home. So what Busta Rhymes and what's her name? Where can I find her? Tyra Banks.
Tyra, yeah.
Busta Rhymes and Tyra Banks go to Michael Myers' old house, put up old video cameras. No, not old video cameras. You know, cameras. Up in every corner.
Yeah.
And hire these kids to walk through this place you know, pretend that Michael Myers exists in there and jump scares, yada, yada, or whatever other X-rated stuff. And turns to find out that he's actually alive and he comes in there and starts killing them.
And no one believes it because it's
because they think it's a TV show.
Right.
So there you go with that.
Oh, I forgot that Bianca Kajlik.
Yep.
Was
the other main, the female main. This one, you could also see shit coming from a mile away.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it comes with the territory with, like, 98 to 2002. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sean Patrick Thomas, Daisy McCracken. McCracken, yes.
That's a lot of C's in one name.
Katie Sackhoff, which she was in the Flash show as, what's her name? She's got the awesome name. Was it Jericho or something? I don't know. Luke Kirby, which is awesome. And Thomas Ian Nicholas.
She's Bo-Katan.
Oh, yeah, Bo-Katan. Yeah, sorry. I probably should have led with Bo-Katan, but my brain immediately went to her accent in The Flash. Ryan Merriman. Yeah, I said Tyra Banks. Billy Kay. Lauren Gale. And let me see if there's any other faces that we would recognize right off the bat.
I don't think so. Well, at least not for
there
me.
Are a lot of other people. The director for this one was Rick Rosenthal. And the writers or Deborah Hall, John Carpenter. It's their characters. That's what they're credited for.
Oh, okay.
And then Larry Brand and Sean Hood. I don't know if I read who the H2O directors were. Steve Miner was the director to Halloween H2O. And the writers were Robert Zeppia and Matt Greenberg. What? Why are you laughing?
Two facts on this Halloween Resurrection. John Carpenter stated that this movie made him cringe, which, duh.
Good.
And Jamie Lee Curtis was quoted saying she considered this film a joke.
Good.
It was. It was a joke.
It was so funny, though. God. Oh, man. All right. So what they did after that, right? No, after that was they rebooted. They did the Rob Zombie ones.
Yeah, those came next. Yeah, so they did
Rob Zombie. And then they released, in 2018, Halloween.
Just Halloween.
Yes, just Halloween. Laurie Strode confronts her longtime foe, Michael Myers, the masked figure who has haunted her since she narrowly escaped his killing spree on Halloween night 40 years ago. So it's 40 years into the future. Jamie Lee Curtis is playing Laurie Strode. And they got rid of the H2O and Resurrection movies. They're just like, no.
Yeah. So
Josh Hartnett is not her son.
He doesn't exist.
Unfortunately, we missed him. We were hoping he'd come back.
Right.
But in this one, you know, you get introduced to Laurie Strode's daughter, Karen, played by Judy Greer, and Judy Greer's daughter, Andy Matichak.
Yes.
Okay. And basically,
and
we don't talk about grandma. She's paranoid.
Yeah.
And, starts talking to her again and realizing that she's being stalked by Michael.
Mm-hmm.
So she got to go talk to her grandma and you know how Michael Myers' story goes. I mean, this was a really good movie too. Like
I think
these three were all solid, but that last one was not. So we'll get to that.
Much, yeah.
I've talked to so many people about it, but this one was really good. I had enough build up to and enough mm-hmm. suspense. That stillness was back.
Right.
That stillness that I liked was back. And the suspense. I'm trying not to give away and I'm trying to be brief. You know what I mean? I don't want to like take up too much time and spoil every single movie. Like honestly, right now I would just say watch one and two of the originals. And then hop into the last three just to kind of feel the completion of the story. You know what I mean?
Right.
I like on IMDb, this new Halloween one was rated. All of them were rated horror thriller up until this one where it says crime.
Oh, really?
Crime horror thriller.
Interesting.
Yeah. Really quick, though. James Jude Courtney and Nick Castle played The Shape. They must have taken turns.
Oh. Also, don't forget the officer Will Patton.
I'm not done.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Dr. Sartain was Hulik Billigner. That's hard to say. Will Patton played Officer Hawkins. Rhianne Reese played Donna Haynes. Jefferson Hall, Toby Huss, Virginia Gardner. Oh yeah, Dylan Arnold. We got some. Oh yeah, Drew Sheed. I think he was in.
His face looks super familiar.
I think he was in Superstore for a second.
He's Laurie's son. Yeah. The nepotism hire.
He's the nepotism hire. Diva Tyler was in this as the caretaker. Sorry, I'm trying to find the quick one, the quick names. I think. So the rest were just like, you know, archived footage from the movie or the original movie and stuff like that.
Interesting.
There's
some cool trivia for this one.
Yeah, go for it.
So as with the original Halloween, Michael Myers is listed in the credits as The Shape when in the other movies mm-hmm. he was listed as Mike Myers.
Oh, okay.
And weirdly enough, Jake Gyllenhaal convinced Jamie Lee Curtis to reprise her role for the film.
Huh.
Jake Gyllenhaal is a family friend and is unofficially dubbed as her godson.
godson.
Yeah, and I was like, I had no idea they were connected.
I love Jake Gyllenhaal.
Me too.
Well,
I was just going to say the producer for this film.
Yeah, go for it.
Is Malik Akkad, who is the son of the original producer of the 1978 Halloween. Nice. So it kind of like
stayed in the family.
Uh-huh.
I dig that.
Unfortunately, the original producer Mustafa Akkad was murdered along with his daughter.
Oh shit.
In a terrorist bombing in 2005.
Aww.
And Jamie Lee Curtis said that she was the first person she went to go see when they were filming for the new one because she knew him.
Right.
From before.
Damn.
So it's kind of interesting.
That's crazy. So I think, yeah. Wait, is that it with the trivia? With the good trivias? Or is there any good other ones?
Sorry. It's weird to think that Michael Myers is 61 years old in this film.
Yep.
Like, he's like an old, like a grandpa.
That's the point of this. Like, what? Like, that's why I was like saying, like, you know, like, we'll get there. We're almost to the third
movie. I know.
That's when I'll say everything I want to say. So, the sequel to the Halloween movie was Halloween Kills. Came out in 2021. It ran about the same time. All rated R, of course. And I think this one takes place like a year or two after Michael's, they thought they killed him again.
Or is it? Let me see.
Anyway, surviving victims of Michael Myers from a vigilante mob. Wait.
I think it's
surviving victims of Michael Myers form a vigilante mob and vow to end his reign of terror. Oh, so this one's right after.
Like the first Halloween. Like the first right. One and two are
yeah,
like
they right kind of did what they did with the second one. Sorry, yeah. The third one takes place a year or two.
Yeah,
after.
It's a little bit after. Right.
So, yeah, this one basically it leaves you as like a part one and part two. They rise up to like let's finish Michael Myers once and for all. This is ridiculous. It's been haunting our lives. It's been haunting the town forever.
Right.
Let's finish this. And then they start this movie with that outcome.
That's right.
Yeah, I try not to spoil it at this point. Like, but yeah, then then it's the aftermath of the mob. Like, why is Michael still going? You know?
Mm-hmm. He can't be
what
killed.
What kind of force is this? Surviving other random ways to kill someone.
Right.
This one was directed by David Gordon Green.
I think these last three are kind of a part of like the whole Blumhouse
right.
producer and stuff.
This one had three writers to it. It was Scott Teams, Danny McBride.
What?
Danny McBride and David Gordon Green as well, the director.
Interesting.
So was this the same director? Yeah, David Gordon Green. Yeah, Danny McBride and Jeffrey Fradley. Did the first one, that other remake too.
Interesting.
That brings us over to Halloween Ends. Oh,
I might have some. Hold on, sorry. I have like a bazillion tabs open.
No, you're all good.
Halloween Kills. That's the one we're talking about.
Yep.
Dun dun dun. But yeah, I think this one, because it opens with like a very obviously violent, but like this crazy like fire scene, right?
The Halloween Kills.
Yeah, Halloween Kills.
Yeah.
And it says that they like used actual like firefighters from like a fire force to like shoot everything. Because I mean, obviously there's lots of pyrotechnics and shit.
Oh, yeah.
For that stuff. So they had actual firefighters.
Yeah, that was probably the only scene that like intensified.
That was intense. Yeah.
Fire, you know, that was a different story.
Right. And I didn't realize until you read the writers that Danny McBride was so involved and there was. He wanted to be involved, or they wanted him to be involved more, but couldn't.
Right.
Because of other conflicts. Mm. I also saw that they wanted to bring Paul Rudd back, because he was in The Curse of Michael Myers from 1995, the, like, random one.
Oh, yeah. The third, oh, that random.
Fifth one, number five.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. Of the original ones, but he couldn't because he's doing Ghostbusters.
Aww.
But that would have been really interesting to like kind of bring that like full tilt, you know?
Right. Damn.
And it said that there's 12 pumpkins that show in the opening credits, because it's basically the 12th Halloween movie made.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of a cool nod to, like, all the other ones that came before it.
Right.
Even if they're not canon. Nuts.
Can you look up all the Rotten Tomato ratings of these?
Yeah.
Really quick. I'll get this last one started. Halloween Ends. I haven't been reading much of the cast because everyone in these three movies reprised their role. Except they also... I forgot they also added in... damn it, what's his name? Oh my god. Sorry, I'm jumping between movies on my iPad. Oh, come on. Anthony Michael Hall, sorry. He was Tommy Doyle.
Right. Yeah. And I think Paul Rudd played Tommy Doyle in...
Oh, really?
The Curse of Michael Myers. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah, and so, yeah, the only other people besides... Michael Hall, or you know what I mean, was Rowan Campbell, Jess Boyd, Michael Barbieri, something like that, Rick Moose, I thought there was, yeah, even Sandra Diva Tyler is still in it. Yeah. Came out 2022. It was 10 minutes longer than the past two movies, and it did considerably not as well. the saga of Michael Myers and Laurie Strode comes to a spine-chilling climax in the final installment of this trilogy. It's all you get. It's all you get, fools.
Right.
I'm just kidding.
For being like... the end of Mike Myers and Michael Myers, I need to say that, instead of, like, it went out with a fizzle, I think.
Yeah.
I feel like if they could have ended him in number two in Halloween Kills, that would have been a good ending,
I think. I mean, it would have been the ending everyone wanted, but you can't do that.
Right,
that's
right.
That's the point of the third one.
So do you want highlights of Rotten Tomatoes, or do you want, like, every single movie?
Let's do a quick rapid fire. All right. Halloween 1, then Halloween 2.
Right.
And then we'll go in the order we just did it. Yeah.
All right. So we got Halloween 1 from 1978, 96%.
Nice. 96.
Halloween 2,
33%.
33%? Yeah. And then the Rob Zombie ones.
Yeah.
28.
Damn.
And
23. Damn.
Which is kind of a bummer. And then, let me do
H2O. And Resurrection.
And Resurrection.
Just for fun.
H2O, 55.
55. Did better than Rob Zombie?
Right? Resurrection, 10.
10?
10. Yeah.
You guys should watch that.
For reals. And then the reboot from the Halloween from 2018 had a 79.
79, okay.
Halloween Kills had a 39.
39.
And then a 39 and a 66. So, then
we liked it.
We liked it. And then Halloween Ends had a 40 and a 57.
Yeah. Like we said, that one didn't.
It just.
That one didn't, like, have a powerful ending, in my opinion.
I'm glad that they ended it because, like. It needed to. And I mean, I love Jamie Lee Curtis. I think, like, she's awesome. I didn't mention it before, but I think it was for. H2O, when she came back, that, like, she literally credits her whole acting career to being in the first Halloween movie. Like, without that, she wouldn't have.
Right.
She wouldn't be where she is, which is kind of crazy to think.
One movie could do that.
Right. And she was like 17. She was so young.
Right.
In that first movie.
And it's crazy, too. Like, it was a horror movie that kicked off your career.
Right.
And you went on to do a lot of other things besides horror, so. We're watching New Girl right now, and she plays Jess's mom, yo. Like,
right?
It's weird.
Got
any trivias? Last bit of trivias for Halloween Ends?
For Halloween Ends, it's kind of like Beetlejuice. Michael Myers doesn't show up until 38 minutes into the movie. The use of a vehicle, the tow truck, to attack and kill characters is a nod to the Christine movies, which was directed by John Carpenter back in the day.
Damn.
Just kind of interesting that they... Just a little bit. It dropped 80% in its second weekend at the box office, as far as like profits and tickets and stuff. It's the second biggest drop for any sequel after Return to the Blue Lagoon from 1991. But yeah, it's, I mean, I'm glad it's kind of over, but I wish it was a little bit better. The only thing I think to like close with, so there's like a future section on Wikipedia. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's done.
Yeah.
Jamie Lee Curtis feels done, and so does Jason Blum, which he's like, that's Blumhouse. So,
right.
If they want, so this is the final film under the Blumhouse Productions, and then the intellectual rights are going to Malik Akkad following the release. So if anything else happens with it, it'll be on his accord.
Own. Right.
But damn. There's nothing like coming up soon. I don't know if we can't like.
I don't think you can. How many more times can you do that?
Right? Like it's been rebooted 3 times, 4 right. times?
3? 3 times technically.
Like
technically 3 times.
In how many years? Like
right.
It's a little much.
40, 20.
Now, if they were to come back and do some more modern day like Freddy or
I'd love to watch new Freddy.
No.
They can't do that.
Or
Hellraiser, Friday the 13th. I mean, there was Friday the 13th, but that's for another day.
Yeah.
But I think that, I mean, that's all I have on this Halloween. Like, I grew up with this. We all grew up with it.
I was a big baby as a kid, and like a teenager, I didn't like horror movies until I was like well into my 20s.
But you knew about it.
I knew about
it. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. We grew up with this. This is part of our generation. So.
But I think I liked everything that we've watched. And I agree, you know, with, like, the ratings that came across. But I feel like I don't have that, like, extra nostalgia bit that you and a lot of other people do.
Right.
When watching them again.
Right.
But as a franchise, overall, on a scale from 1 to 10, what do you give it?
I mean, I like it. It's not like I'm going to tell someone to not watch the series. But, like, overall, an 82.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, a 77.
Nice.
Not bad. C's get degrees.
All right, well, I think that's it for today.
We're gonna stay spooky and squeeze our brains.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye.